Kevin, would you tell us about your teacher?
Well, I have two. One was my great aunt, and she's 77 now. And the other lady I learned from, her name was Phyllis Cerna. And it was odd because I lived right on the corner, and they were not more than a mile away. And Phyllis was actually closer. She lived right behind us. And I believe it was in high school when I was 16, and I seen my aunt went to her house, and she was making, I didn't know what it was, and I knew what pottery was, but I only seen the finished pot. I never knew what it looked like in the stages before it was done. And so she was doing that, and I was just watching her. She was actually teaching somebody else, teaching other people, and it was just a couple, and I just decided that was something I wanted to do. And it was really interesting for me, and I thought, I knew what a finished pot looked like, and it was a marvel to me how you could use only natural materials and get something that beautiful. And I really thought that was what I was going to do, and from there I was just dead set on it. And I learned from her. She laughs at me sometimes because she says, "You learned backwards. I learned how to make the pots and fire and design and slip and all this other stuff, but I didn't learn how to gather clay." And that's the very first step, is to gather and test clay to make sure you have the right consistency, that you'll have good clay, that it won't break in the firing or break while it's being made. And that's how my aunt came in. And Phyllis, hers was a lot more sitting down with her and talking. And one of the forms I can really attribute from learning from her is a wedding vase. And to this day, I still make my style wedding vases the same way she did. And we were just sitting at her house at the kitchen table, and she had all her pottery tools out and the different things, and she sat there, and I just was on the other side watching her, and she seemed to have sure, fluid movements. She knew what she was doing, and she knew how to get what she wanted out of that clay. And after that, later on that day, I walked down to my aunt's house, and we have cattle, and my aunt had to go out with her son, you know, to take care of them. And I was sitting there getting clay ready and the molds and the paddle. And she said, "What are you going to make?" And I said, "A wedding vase." And she just kind of laughed, because a wedding vase is kind of up their level, advanced, other than a regular bowl. And I came back. She came. She wasn't that gone that long. And I came back and I said, "Here's my wedding vase," holding it out. And she just laughed, and her eyes just bulged out. And till this day, she still talks about, you know, the wedding vase being made, and she just really thought, you know, "You can't do it. You don't have that skill yet." But it was just learning from, you know, Phyllis, and seeing her doing her technique and applying it with my own skill of what I really didn't, what I had, and just being able to do it. But it was during that time we worked, and a little bit later on, Phyllis passed away. And that was a hard one. That was really hard to take, because I would find tools on the side of the road, like rocks that we used to burnish or used to smooth out clay, on the way to Phyllis's house. And when I see that rock, I think about Phyllis. Or when I make a wedding vase, I think about her. And it's where, for Yolanda and her beadwork, and for me and my pottery, I feel it really extremely lucky to have those women in our lives, because there's a lot of people that can't claim lineage to a certain art form, but we can. And to have them in our families, and I know they have their ailments, and there's days they don't feel good, but they still go on. And to them, it's work. And my aunt would talk about other times when the older potters, they had tons of kids to take care of. not only that, their daily lives. Then they made pottery on top of that. And the past women, past potters, until now, there's hardly nothing. And that's why we always mention our teachers.